Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 15th chapter of the book of Numbers, we read this story. When the Israelites were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. Those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses, Aaron, and the whole congregation. They put him in custody because it was not clear what should be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The man shall be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him outside the camp." The whole congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him to death, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Wow. I'm not sure what you make about that, but it troubles me. I know from time to time there are people who claim to take the Bible literally. It's unclear what taking means to me. Does it mean believing that every word of Scripture was personally uttered by God? Does it mean that they live according to the letter of the law themselves? Does it mean the Bible is like an operation manual for life on earth? Just kind of follow the instructions and all will be well? You know, I've got to say that more often than not, taking the Bible literally, that phrase, means picking and choosing passages of Scripture that confirm a bias or further an argument. In truth, and you've got to hear this, no one lives his or her life strictly adhering to each command of the Bible. If we actually did that, the vast majority of Christians, and Jews for that matter, would either be dead or incarcerated for murder. You know, in the passage that I just read you, a man was put to death for doing work on the Sabbath. Man was caught picking up sticks, and his life came to an end when his community started throwing stones in his direction. I mean, imagine being condemned to death for missing church or for taking a child to a soccer practice or for doing bills on a Sunday afternoon. I mean, if a person does any work on the Sabbath, they're breaking the commandment to rest and keep the Sabbath holy, right? But I'll tell you, Scripture cannot be lived literally. But it can be taken seriously. While the Bible may not be, and it really isn't, a step-by-step manual for living, it can be a centrally important guide for our lives. See, the Bible is a living document, which is meant to be continually interpreted and reinterpreted through the leading of the Spirit and our own life experience. For instance, breaking the Sabbath may no longer be an offense that should be punishable by death, but forgetting our call to Sabbath can still rob us of life, right, spiritually. So what I want you to wrestle with today is simply this. How do you decide, when you think of some of the commands in the Bible, and I'm sure you know some of them, how do you decide what commands you will obey and what commands you will disobey? And is it something you think about at all, or you just kind of make your way through your life? How do you make choices, though, about that which you will follow and that which you will ignore when it comes to the desires of God? Let's pray. Lord God, Holy Scripture is frankly disturbing and enlivening at the same time. And it's amazing how the same words that Moses spoke thousands of years ago can somehow, more often than not, speak to us today, even perhaps especially if those words trouble our spirit. Lord God, the application of your Scripture may be different in our culture and our age, but the truth of your word remains constant. Help us to know how to faithfully interpret all that you have said and continue to say. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.